This is Datem or Ditch'em, the dating show that debates whether a couple's first date is a home run.
You are everything I never knew I always wanted.
Or a run for home.
To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
And now, the host of Datem or Ditch'em, the date doctor, Jamie Blazinski.
700 plus comments on that thread on our Facebook page, Eric.
Hi, this is the Datem or Ditch'em show. I'm Eric Blazinski. I'm here with Jamie Blazinski, who is the date doctor. And apparently there's 700 plus comments on a thread in the date doctor.
And the question was basically, is a happy ending at the end of a massage? I guess the thread took its own.
Let's give the exact.
Okay. You want me to or you?
Why don't we tease it a little bit first? I mean,
tease it?
Let's not get right into it.
Like the masseuse?
Yeah. Why don't we do this? Why don't we tell people to subscribe to the podcast, first of all?
And that's not a tease. That's information.
No, that's what you want people to do. So we tease them with a 700 comment thing that we need to talk about.
That's the tease.
And then we say, hey, subscribe to the podcast if you're not already subscribed.
You know what you just reminded me of, although this may not sound like anything it should have reminded me of? What? I was watching Ellen with our younger son the other day. I watched about half of it and he goes, oh, now they start the boring interview parts. I'm going out to play. And I was like, wow. Then that's kind of the part I like the game part. I'm like, oh, well, you wrap this up. But the interviews are really the ads. And it was just so, All right. So is this the interview part or the ad part or the boring part of it?
What is it that you would like people to do?
Go to gut5, that's the number 5minutes.com. Check out what we do. I offer coaching, 15 minutes for $25 if you want to text me or save my number in your phone. I had a listener from San Francisco. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to call her out, but she had an awesome question. She saved my number in her phone listening to our show, and then time passed, and she was like, I need to know what the date doctor wants me to do with this guy. This relationship was on the wrong track, and she needed my help to figure out how to get it on the right track, if possible, or at least get off the track. So all you got to do is save my number as the date doctor in your phone, so you'll have it, 860-324-6679. And when you're ready, just text me and say, I need that 15-minute coaching session, and I'll give you the brutally honest advice like I give on my Facebook page, which you need to follow. The date doctor is crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're good. We did our teaser. We can talk about the post.
Good job. All right. So let me read the post. It says, they have been exclusive for 2 years and have a great relationship. He just confessed that he got a happy ending from a masseuse when they were on vacation. Thoughts? Okay. So this is something that you posted that you had a coaching client or what was
it? Well, you know, I won't lie. It wasn't officially a coaching client. It was somebody that I know personally.
Okay. Someone you know personally. Which happened to. So let's first of all, for those who don't know, let's describe what a happy ending is.
Well, you're the man. I've never had one. I assume you've never had one, although maybe full disclosure on today's show. Have you ever been in a situation? So let me share.
Okay. Let's define what a happy ending is. All right. So it's when you get a massage and at the end, the massage person, I assume it's not necessarily a massage therapist because I think they're a little more professional and don't actually give hand jobs, but finishes the man with a handy.
You know, it could be anything because there is a Netflix show called The Client List and they do way more than just a hand job.
But that's not what we're talking about here. That's okay. More than a happy ending. Okay. I mean, that's a screw or a blowjob or something.
As a result of this being on fire, many people called, private messaged me and emailed me thoughts and things that they didn't want to share on there. And there was a guy, he's a listener, who called me last night and said, I got to tell you, me and my buddies have all had happy endings. And he said this, the first time he went in, he remembered, and he was so funny. She started like massaging his ass and he was thinking, do I have like some kind of sciatic nerve in here that I didn't know about? And he's kind of rationalizing it. And then she sort of moves over to like right around the genitals. And then he's like, wait, this isn't right. And then she offers, I finish you $50. And he's thinking, no shit. This is a happy ending. And he couldn't believe it. And at that point, he was single. And he said, I was like, I guess. And then he went and asked some buddies and was like, does this shit happen? And they're like, yeah, that's the difference between the chains that we don't waste our time at and the kind of seedy little ones in the strip mall set back where you're like, yeah, that's where we're going. And he said it is not uncommon. And what else he was sort of so, telling.
But I don't think this is happening at like Massage Envy.
No,
right?
That's the chain. Those aren't. Yeah. These are the privately little owned
it's like
places.
Shitty neighborhood, kind of seedy looking place, probably.
Or resorts, vacation spots,
I
but
doubt
not
they're
in
doing that stuff at resorts.
Well, this
I
person was on vacation, so I'm not saying it was on the resort, but it might have been off a side road down there when they know that some middle aged man is breaking away from his, I don't know, family, and like, oh, geez, it's got to be a risk for them because.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, how many crazed wives show up at this massage place? You know, probably a lot. They're like, oh, you no. Well, if it's an Asian place, you always see those places. They just say Asian massage.
Yeah, and you know, it might as well say happy endings
hand
available
jobs here.
Why?
Anyway, so can you imagine the lady showing up just screaming at the massage therapist or the masseuse or whatever you want to call it?
Wouldn't I love to see a YouTube video on that?
The hooker, actually.
Yeah, we should be out there making YouTube videos of this.
Hold on, let me see if there is a YouTube video on this here.
So there was so much. Go to the Date Doctor group to just follow this thread. There were people, all right, there were some funny comments. That there was one guy that summed it up and said, people think it's just a little help masturbating at the end. I think you put that in there. And someone's like, yeah, most guys agree. This is not that uncommon, except for the guys that are trying to pretend that they're sensitive and impress the women in the group. I don't know that that was true. I think there's a lot of men that wouldn't do it. But the Facebook thread spun on to this whole topic of, is it cheating or is it not cheating? And I personally, should I give my opinion or should I give everybody else's opinion? People were fired up that it's cheating when it involves touching someone's genitals. So yeah, maybe it is cheating. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. I, for some reason, don't care that much whether or not it is cheating.
Okay,
the question
so I
is,
can go get a happy ending massage tomorrow and you won't care.
No, I'm not saying that. But okay, let me just put a...
Am I greenlit? Do I have a green
light? No, I'm going to put a disclosure in here. Regardless of what I say in this show...
Yeah, don't yell into the microphone.
I'm not giving you permission to go out and do this. Huh. But I do think that there are far worse things that a man can do than that. And I think that if this is a relationship where they're very strong, they connect, they're good. He disclosed this to her. He was never getting caught. Nobody knew it was happening. And he was bothered. He said, we are so honest with each other. I love that about us. I got to take this risk and tell you the truth. And she responded with, tell me the honest truth and I will do my best to be as open as possible. And he told her that he told her the whole story. And part of it was,
well, maybe it's how he proposed the thing. You know, you make it sound really bad, and then when it's just, oh, it's just a happy, okay, fine,
right? And he said,
so that's a lesson, guys. If you're gonna confess something like this, make it sound really
up,
really bad, and then when it's just a happy ending, it's not a big deal.
It's like, oh, gee, that's it. No, and it is a big deal. I don't want to say it's not a big deal, but he
I don't
was,
think it's a big deal.
Part of the, well, I'll let you go in a second, but part of the reason why he wanted to tell her wasn't just that it was on his mind. It's that the story was so funny and shocking to him because he'd never done that before, and he liked to share everything with her.
Right.
So what do you think?
Well, here's my take on this. Cheating, in my opinion, is about creating a connection with someone and acting on that connection. All right. So if you go to a bar and you meet a girl and you're talking to her, chatting this young lady up, and then she takes you out to her car and gives you a hand job, that is totally different than a massage, right? So a massage is just a clinical thing. You know, it feels like you might as well be in the hospital. And I'll tell you this, you know, 50, 60 years ago, maybe it was a little longer, women would come down with something called hysteria. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. So you can Google this, but women would come down with something called hysteria. And do you know what the cure was?
An orgasm?
Yeah. Clitoral stimulation to orgasm. And they would go to the doctor and the doctor would do this. The male doctor would stimulate their clitoris until they had an orgasm.
Do you remember we went to my friend Yvonne and Dave's wedding and we were sitting with this other couple and he said something about, or she did, that her job was to help people get more fertile and that there was something that she did like to stimulate, massage them down there. And you were like, wow, what do I need to do to get that job? We kind of joked around about it. Do you remember that?
Sort of. No, actually, no, I don't. But
yeah, that happened.
I believe you.
That's what that woman did.
So I don't remember.
So there are things, but I'm not, you know, guys, there are women out there that are listening to this going, I can't believe she doesn't think it's cheating.
Well, I don't know.
It may be.
It may be cheating to someone, but I feel like in a clinical setting like this, it's not. In the back of a car after you've been at the bar for 4 hours, I do think it's cheating. I think there's a difference.
What about a stripper?
It's fun to pretend. It's fun to pretend that hand job is a hand job is a hand job, but it's not. It's the intent and it's the emotional connection that you're creating with someone that makes it an offense. And what about these sex robots that they're making now?
Listen, Eric, if I was dating some dude and I opened his closet and saw a sex robot, I'm out of there.
Well, it's just kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it's creepy weird. And weird. And I don't want a guy with a sex. Imagine that. I open the door and she's like, hello, would you like a blowjob?
No, like, I don't think that's how it works. But I don't think. Like, is that a deal breaker? What about a fleshlight? The fleshlight is a male sex toy. Women seem to be pretty fond of sex toys most of the time. So what about a male sex toy like a fleshlight, which is like a fake vagina that you screw?
Well,
so what about that? Is that cheating?
Are you asking me? Because I have lots of thoughts.
Yeah, well, I'm asking you. Yeah.
All right. First of all, I don't think the massage I don't think the happy ending is a deal breaker. She has to dump him. I would be far more upset if I had a man that had a fleshlight that he used constantly and watched porn, because that defines to me a red flag of somebody that is a sex addict. And I have been in a lot of relationships and one of them was with a sex addict and it damaged the relationship because he was getting way more pleasure from pornography and toys than he was from a real person. He couldn't connect to a real person. And that was a huge, sorry, the dog just walked in.
The dog just walked in with a toy. Not a toy. It's a stuffed animal that Jamie bought for some reason. Why would you buy a stuffed animal?
Because it's a flamingo, and my theme in my bedroom is flamingos, and I love flamingos because they represent balance, and I'm very big on balance in my life right now, and that flamingo is just looking at me like a puppy in the pound.
Okay.
All right. So the fleshlight, yes, because that's a sign of somebody that's an addict. This guy was in the heat of the moment and was like, he has a good relationship with this woman. They joke around about things like this. They're funny and they're very open. And he was like, God, I'm not looking to ever do this again. I just thought this is a once in a lifetime thing. I kind of had to try it. And I don't know if it's really that big of a deal. In the moment, I couldn't think clearly. I was just thinking, make this happen. And I could forgive that more easily than somebody. And I'm going to share a couple things. I could forgive that more easily than the sex addict that's looking at porn all the time and using sex toys. That's me. If someone doesn't agree with that, I can understand. Maybe somebody is different, but that's a bigger red flag. And you know what my other bigger red flag is?
Dirty dancing.
Yeah, flirting. And I said in the group that I was going to share a personal story of how somebody flirted with you and how that would have made me more uncomfortable than the massage. So I'm going to share it. You ready?
Go, share.
All right. So there was a time where we were at a neighborhood party and there was a woman and she was curvy and dressed in clothes that were tight and she was dancing. And sorry. Ringer going. She's walking around the party dancing. This is a woman that nobody has ever introduced me to. I'm not sure why. Maybe people just assume I already know her, but she's never said hello to me or acknowledged me. Apparently you know her.
Well, you know, there's a thing you can do.
And say, hi, I'm Jamie.
Right. Yeah, to introduce yourself.
She's not the warmest, friendly person.
Whatever. Continue with the story.
So my interest in doing that was kind of low. I just didn't care enough to do it.
Too much backstory. Just get on with it.
She shook her booty in front of your groin. And what did I do?
You grabbed me. You said, I don't like that.
I elbowed you. Go to hell. You know what? I'm going to express myself. You don't have to mimic me in a way if I express myself. I elbowed you, and I said, hey, dude, that kind of shit doesn't fly with me.
I don't think that's what you said.
I do. Like, I remember specifically.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's not cool, and I'm going to tell you why that's not cool. When people flirt and dance dirty with other people's husbands, we've seen it happen in this neighborhood. I've heard the stories, and I've met people.
Well, I don't know anyone personally, but okay.
Well, we do.
You're right.
I know, back in Connecticut,
but I don't think that they were flirting.
I know two here. One was my first friend here. It happened to the guy, remember?
I sort of don't.
Well, whatever. I'll refresh you later, but okay. My first friend, when we moved here, she married a guy who that happened to. The immediate neighbors were flirting, and they ended up having an affair and getting married, and it broke up two marriages.
Huh. Who was your first friend?
My first friend.
Well, okay.
Went away with her. I had like one close friend, right?
I didn't know that happened, so okay.
Oh, yeah, that was the story. And then there's one in this neighborhood that somebody in this neighborhood filled me in on, and that I met the husband of it. And one of Matt's friends, it happens. Like, I know that that's what happens. And at these parties, people get really drunk and dance like that, and that's where it begins. There's a moment where it goes from innocent to, uh-oh. And I just don't like that.
Innocent to, I would like to bang her.
Yeah, to, oh my God, my husband's depressing and boring. And look at, and I just don't like that. Like, that's uncomfortable for me.
I agree. And you know who else it's uncomfortable for?
Who?
The person being flirted with.
So did you feel uncomfortable that day?
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable. And you know, I was at, I think we might have told the story on the show.
Yeah, I was just about to bring it up.
I was at the hamburger joint, yeah. Burger Bach or whatever. And the young lady behind the bar, maybe not so young lady behind the bar, was, you know, really coming on to me. And it's very uncomfortable.
And what did you do when you came home? You told me the story.
I told you the story.
Yeah. And that's what makes you honest.
All right.
So I'm not saying if you came home with this...
Well, it would have been a nothing story anyway. I mean, it's kind of a nothing.
Yeah, but that's the kind of relationship that we have. And when you can tell, if you were coming home and you told me that story and I flipped out and said, you weren't wearing your wedding ring and you enticed that and I got crazy, you know what that creates? A relationship without honesty.
Well, okay. So I have this new theory, right? And the theory is this. You don't necessarily have to be with someone who is completely honest, but you do need to be with someone that you can be completely honest with. You know what I mean?
Being completely honest with that person will either repel a dishonest person or make them more honest. Does that make sense? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. Okay. What I'm trying to say is even in your life, right? Even not just with a mate, but you're most comfortable with people that you can be completely honest with, right? So people feel uncomfortable around other people because they don't feel like they can just honestly be themselves.
Well, most people aren't themselves. They can't dig down to that layer.
Yeah, you're right.
And when you find somebody that can, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. But anyway, so that's a new theory that I have. And I like it. I think it works well.
So this guy, let's face it, he was honest. He was honest with her. Now
he might get punished for that. I don't even know if he's being punished, but he gets to find out now. He gets to find out where the lady stands.
But and a lot of people in that group. I mean, there were we hit 700 comments, right?
Yeah,
in there.
So, yeah.
There were a lot of people that were saying, "What's he gonna do next?"
Yeah. Now, so it's like this. It's like. So she goes to her friends like, hey, what happened to Dave? You were dating Dave. And then she's like, got a hand job from a massage therapist while we were on vacation. Done. And I'd be like, what? You got rid of Dave for a stupid reason like that? What's the matter with you?
Right. He adored you. He was such a great guy with integrity. He'd never flirt.
Yeah,
with, like,
big deal. He got a handy from a hooker.
It is a big deal. And it's not a cool thing. Okay. I'm just saying. You don't have to end that relationship. And the funny thing is, there were some women in the group, not all, but there were some women in the group that I know from their other posts have put up with some real crap from guys that they were newly dating. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, 2 year treats me great. I'm really happy. I'm out. Bye-bye. You know, they're all like, I'm so, you know what? Unless you're walking in those shoes and you recognize how great of a relationship that this couple has, don't be so sure you're walking.
You know, so another thing you have to think about is like, where do you draw the line? And it's not necessarily just emotional connection or physical activity, right? So those things intersect somewhere, and where those intersect are where people draw their line. So there's like a, if you have any physical touch whatsoever, then it's cheating. So is a massage cheating then? What if the man accidentally gets a boner while he's getting massaged?
What if he accidentally
comes? Now it's
cheating.
He didn't even mean to get a boner.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden he goes to get a massage. Bam, cheated, out.
Right, it's almost...
So if that's your standard, if it's physical contact, then I guess you can't even have, you can't even get a massage or anything like that. But it's all a matter of where someone sets that bar. So is it, if it's flirting and creating an intimate connection that doesn't even have any physical touch, I think that that is as bad, or actually I think it's worse than going to a massage therapist and just getting a handy from a massage therapist. However, when you go beyond that, you get you know, like some sort of oral stimulation, or you get like full-on penetration, I think that that is cheating, even without an emotional connection.
I would be devastated if I found out that you had like this emotional connection with somebody that you worked with, where you shared private feelings and you kind of flirt. Like, that would devastate me more than a lot of things. Here's what I want to tell you.
More than a handy from a hooker?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Because I'd be like, you're firing her. I would be really uncomfortable with you going to work and not knowing. Yeah.
So anyway, but what this ends up coming down to is, where does a person draw the line?
So
this guy gets to figure out now where the lady draws the line. So we'll find out.
And
we got to follow up with this lady.
The place where people draw the line depends on where they are in that relationship. In other words, if you're dating somebody, it turns in a lot of, there's a lot of variables. If you're dating a guy, and I don't mean to be picking on the guy, I'm just, you know, don't attack me with pronouns. I hate when people message me about that. We're talking just guy for the moment.
Go ahead.
If you're dating somebody and he kind of blows you off and he checks out your friends and your friends are like, you know, he kind of flirted with me and you're sort of uncomfortable with it, well, you're drawing the bar in a different place than if you've been committed to somebody for 2 years that really loves you and respects you and spends time with you and is never oogling over other girls and making rude comments. And, you know, your bar is different because you have a level of trust and security that you're not going to fly off the handle over something where someone else that's always out there looking for him to screw her over because she's in a bad situation. Well, that person needs to get out of that situation anyways. But those are the things that play. The healthiness.
Yeah, I mean, I think upbringing probably has something to do with it. Your
religion
has something to do with it. You know,
your own security in something.
Your puritanical leanings, you know.
But if he had sex with her, it's done. If there was oral, it's done.
Is that the line is different for everybody. It's a handy from a massage therapist, done. However, if that person was flirting with their friend, they don't mind that.
Some people don't mind that. We have neighbors that don't mind dirty dancing with other.
Whatever.
That's okay. I'm not judging them. For me, I don't really like that. I think I'm kind of smart, and I think I've seen that cause problems, and I don't think that that's really something I welcome, but I'm not judging anybody. There are people that swing. I mean, this is what happens. There are people that all go skinny dipping together. There are people that have different levels of comfort.
Skinny dipping, I wouldn't have any problem with that. I mean, that's not a...
I wouldn't either, but I really, if we went skinny dipping with a group of neighbors, you'd be okay with that?
Yeah, well, what do I care? Why would I care about that? That's not anything sexual at all.
Okay. Let's do it. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, some people, they would be offended if someone felt uncomfortable with their body and they were with a bunch of other people that had much better bodies. They might be offended. But to be able to be completely honest and realize that it's because you're uncomfortable with yourself would be a great thing. Instead of just, you know, a lot of people aren't honest, Eric. A lot of people would come at that and say, no, it's because it's dirty and disrespectful. But really, it's like, you know what? I feel like shit about my own body. Maybe I don't want to do it. I don't know. What's the truth? Could be a variety of things.
Let's make that as a blanket statement so people can get really mad at us. Like, just say, yeah, it's your own hang-up.
It is. Not always.
It kind of is,
yes, but having affairs and... Right, but I don't think
you know
my...
What? But some people's bar is set beyond that. It's set... you know, like I had a friend who would have sex with a woman whose husband was there in the room with them.
He paid her.
And he paid,
him.
And they paid him to do it. So, I mean,
that was crazy. He was hot.
And that's fine. I mean, so some people, so the people that were paying, apparently, you know, their bar is set at a completely different place than, you know, I would find acceptable.
He got pleasure watching his wife get pleasure from a young, hot guy. And his wife didn't know about it. Now our friends are like, oh, shit, is that
I don't think he was married at the time.
Well, wasn't far from it. But
so it's okay.
I had a couple that I was friends with, and they were swingers. They swung with a neighbor couple.
Who?
She lived in Sandwich, Mass, and you might have met her once.
This story sounds like bullshit.
No. Oh, no.
Name names.
I can't say her name. Okay. I loved her. She was a very close friend of mine. I lived with her for a minute, actually. And
you lived with someone for a minute?
Yeah.
Like, I've lived with thousands of people for a minute.
Yeah, like for like 2 weeks or something. I moved in with her. Her husband was away in the military and my family was making me crazy. Oh, and I was, I moved in with her. But they later on in life had an affair and she got the short end of the stick. The husband was not as good looking or great as her husband. And the wife was hotter than her. So she was a little uncomfortable, but it started off as a funny drunk night, whatever. And what happened was, they did it like 3 or 4 times. And one day she picked up her husband's phone and saw that he was having an ongoing messaging with this woman. And he would catch her on the phone and be like, oh, yeah, I'm just talking to her, just catching up about the day. And she just went paralyzed in fear and was like, I can't do this anymore. I didn't know this. Huh?
Yeah. Well, what do you think is going
to
happen?
Yeah, well, that's what happened.
Right?
They ended it. I don't know if they're still together. I haven't talked to her in probably 10, 15 years. But that was huge.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah. Well, some people, it's so, compared to that, anyway. A hand job from a, but you know, I have to make sure I say, like, I'm not giving you permission to go out and do it. I'm just saying everybody that was so quick to say,
what if
this
I did,
is
you'd
done.
Be okay with it.
No, I'm not giving you that. You'll have to wait and find out.
All right. So you posted then another post that said, inspired by yesterday's post, where you draw the line regarding cheating, strip clubs, porn, masturbating to fantasies, sex robots, fleshlight, flirting. What is acceptable? And I just want to pick out Frank Frazano's.
Yeah. What do you got?
He said, I'm a mega flirt and girlfriends have had a problem with this. I do dial it back when I'm in a relationship. If flirting is the definition of cheating with you, then I am the ultimate cheater. But don't worry, I'll be honest about it. Points for honesty.
Eric, can you give me an example of flirting? Because I don't know. I've seen people do this. I've seen married couples flirt with other married couples.
Why would people introduce this level of complexity into their lives? Would you do that?
I don't know.
Just don't do that.
What
is that fun?
Mimic a big flirt. Can you do that for me?
No, I don't. I don't know how to flirt.
I mean, does that mean like, oh, baby, you look hot in that skirt. Woo, look at those legs. Like, you don't do that to another woman when you're in a relationship. That is so disrespectful. Unless it's like her sister and you're all silly and that's just kind of something that you guys understand. But I don't think so. Someone posted in the group, her husband used to flirt with her cousin at like family events. And one day it got like physical. They kind of touched each other and she was like,
Jesus,
done. And that is, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
So where do you, what was your question? I don't know. I mean, I have the same answer on that. I am uncomfortable. I have a red flag. We all have red flags based on who we've dated in the past. So if you dated an addict, you're really sensitive to somebody that might drink too much. If you dated somebody mentally ill, you're kind of concerned when someone tells you they're on 3 different medications.
Yeah.
If you dated a sex addict, you're kind of concerned when somebody has multiple toys and watches a lot of pornography.
Yeah, so where you're coming from matters.
Yeah, right. So where I'm coming from, I mean, I do think people can watch a healthy amount of porn and it not be a problem. If you're doing it discreetly and it's affecting your intimacy with your partner, that's
the
problem.
I'm sure it does. I mean, I'm sure it does. So with millennials, they're having less sex than any previous generation. And I assume it's because there's so much freely available porn out there that the men are viewing porn, masturbating, and not having any need. I mean, the whole, there's biological, you know, like when you have an orgasm as a male, you release the testosterone in your sperm, right? So if you have less testosterone, then you need to have less sex. And biologically, you need to have less sex if you're masturbating frequently. So,
and those women in the porn sites, those are really like well-trained, airbrushed, attractive people. And then when you go to your sweet middle-aged wife,
the ladies should be, you know, checking the porn out too to figure out how best to mimic the porn that the men are watching.
Are you kidding?
No.
Holy shit. No.
No?
If the man is addicted to some unrealistic porn sites and can't enjoy close intimacy with a real human being that made his dinner and did his laundry, then he has a issue. Yeah, he has an issue. She doesn't have to sneak up on his porn sites and figure out what he likes.
You don't have to sneak up on anything. You can just go to a porn site booty and watch what that girl does. You don't have to put booty implants in. Sweetie. If a woman doesn't give a good hand job, maybe she can watch a porn video and
teach
figure
her
out how to
and
do
it can be between the, I mean, if they decide that they want to do that and that's fun, and he's like, I got to show you this porn video I've been watching that they give the best hand jobs, and she's like, oh, all right, let me see what they do. And then she's entertained and funny and they're doing it together and it's something they share. That's fine. But if he's behind her back watching too much porn and neglecting her, it's not her job. He's like 1950s Housewife magazine to go in there and find that porn site and learn what he likes, because the truth is what he likes is being with somebody that's not his wife, because when people have sexual addictions, they have a lot of trouble being intimate with somebody they love. It's more fun being intimate with some fake fantasy.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, well, it's a bigger issue, and I say run. I don't like that. That just there's my trigger.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's not the rest of it. It's sexual addictions is not something I... Whew. All right.
Well, let's move on from this then.
What else you got?
Our next topic. Hold on. I don't know. You put something on here. It is far sexier to own your age and be comfortable and confident with who you are than it is to lie about it and try to convince people how great you look.
All right. Great topic.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously, I'll move on. Listen, the most annoying thing that I hear from my clients, my blind daters, is how great they look for their age. And what I want to tell people is, if you really look good for your age and you really feel it, you don't need to announce it. You don't need to lead with that. That doesn't have to be and at the end of the day, this is something I say to them when they're like, oh, I'm 53, but I want to date a woman in her 30s. Everyone thinks I look like I'm in my 30s. And I know that guy, that type of guy. He meets a group of people. They say, how old are you? And he says, oh, how old do you think? Everyone thinks I'm in my 30s. And then they're like, oh, okay.
See, when that light turns red.
I'm too loud?
You're just blowing out the speakers.
So if you look at someone's neck and you look at someone's hands, you know how old they are. So reality's there. And the other thing that I think people need to understand is, when someone dates an age criteria, it's not necessarily because of what they look like, although that's part of it. There's other reasons. So the 6-year-old man that's full of Botox and a, you know, whatever else, it just, there's more to it. They want you to be in their generation. They want to align on things. They don't want you to be closer to their parent or child's age. There's other reasons. So yeah, own who you are. That's really kind of a turnoff. It.
All right.
There's no really digressing from our first topic. That's really what has people heated and interested.
So are we done? I kind of feel like maybe we're done with the show.
I kind of feel we're done, but what I want people to do is join the Date Doctor group and get involved with these threads, because they are crazy. We do get to have the last word. I feel like I need to say to all the women out there that are freaking out at our response, I don't think it's cool that this guy did it. I'm not giving my husband permission to do it. I just think that in certain circumstances, a couple can work something like that out. A lot of people are attacking me saying, how can you call this a mistake? It is a mistake. I don't know what they mean. I think they're saying I'm minimizing it because I'm calling it a mistake. A mistake is a mistake. It might be other things too, but it's also the guy did something he shouldn't have done, and came clean and was honest about it. I love honesty. And in my opinion, I don't mean some guy that's bullshitting his Match.com profile talking about how honesty is important to him. Because if you lead with it and say it's important to you, it makes me question how authentic it is. But I like the guy that's like, hey, this is the truth. I screwed up. This might have been dumb. I don't have any disease from it. I don't have anything else from it. I kind of like that.
All right, good. Now we know what Jamie likes.
Well, you're a really honest person.
I know.
And that's, yeah, find that guy, ladies. Find a guy,
everybody,
that's going to tell you the truth.
Have a good, we'll do another.